First parcel we're looking at, if I'm not mistaken, is...
What's that?
On Pinehurst Drive, is that right?
Yeah, there's...
Several?
Three, four, five on Pinehurst, actually.
Four, five lots?
Five, yes.
And then there's one that is on...
Truman Circle.
Okay.
First question I was going to ask, John, if they're all on the golf course?
I think five of the ones on Pinehurst is, they're on the golf front.
With golf front?
Yeah.
They're right next to the ones we already looked at this morning, instead of 25,000.
What I'm saying is, Brandon, the one we had this morning with the timber obstruction where you couldn't see the golf course was viewed at a different value.
Right.
Now, where's your other five at? Starting, show those five, Christy, as you go down through there. So, yeah, none of those have the obsolescence factor, Brandon, of the timber off the view of the golf course. So we set it at the same as the off-course lots. We set these as a mass setting of these units or these lots with a golf course view. You're on 69 now. We did 40,000 on those golf course view lots.
Golf front, you mean?
Golf front. Golf front. And the ones that set off of the golf course, we set at 25. So that was the adjustment that we made on the entire thing. Now, if there's an obsolescence deal where you can't see the golf course because of timber or something else like that, we can make some adjustment there.
Sure. Well, Ken's a client of mine. I'm just trying to help him out of this deal. He owns six of them in there. And, I mean, I actually work for HCW Realty, and we sell all of them in there. There was one that sold the other day for $30,000. It was on 18 T-Bock, or the Farrah Green, sorry. And that's the highest one that's sold in there in the last probably four or 5 years. But, you know, I told him that we'd try to help him. You know, he's just looking at any option. He still has money on the lots.
That's a reduction of $30,000 per lot. And
yeah. And, is that the best we can do, you think? Or
if you don't have an obsolescence factor on it where you've got trees and so on and so forth. We set this early on with other properties that were in there.
Okay.
And last year before last, correct me if, Ron, if you know, they were at 70-some thousand, and we dropped them to 69, and then this year, because of land values dropping, we dropped all the way down to 40,000 on those golf front lots.
Okay.
So I think that's what we come up with is a reasonable deal. Now, we had one earlier this morning that had, well, he couldn't see the golf course, but it was laid against the golf course, but he couldn't see it for a group of trees that laid in there, so we adjusted that. But
yeah, they all have, you know, the one on Truman Circle, I mean, the last couple I think that sold in there, as a matter of fact, one of them gave one of them away, and the other one I think sold in your tax or sale for 4,700.
Do you want to drop it to where's it located at, so we can look at the golf course?
It's on Troon. It's the one that's not on Troon. But
you care to talk?
No, go ahead.
Actually, his two lots right here, he bought, the last three that he bought, he bought them sight unseen. There's actually a big drainage ravine right here. I mean, he's, you know, and if you look at this, you know, the fairways, that's where you'd want to view at, but
does it affect the building site?
The drainage?
Yeah.
It will, yeah. If he's working a deal out right now, maybe to build a couple spec homes, that's his only option, you know. So any help was is much appreciated.
I don't care to make some adjustment on those two, do you, Brandon?
I'm looking at them right now. there is trees in between. If you look at the zoom in, I mean, there's all woods that they're not going to be able to.
Well, he says he's got that drainage.
He says he's got the drainage issues, so I think we should set those at the $25,000 like we did earlier.
That I want to be consistent, and I, if there's a need there to adjust those $25,000,
I'm what's the lot number and the one above it?
This one.
Can you imagine that sucker? And the one adjoining it?
The other way, isn't it, or is that
no, top? Right there.
This one is 130.
Okay.
Is there any
some of them have, I guess.
Is there anything?
I think that's a good lot.
Okay, that's a good lot. That's what I was. Should we have that one at 40?
Leave two of them at 40 and three of them at 25 is what you're saying, Brandon?
No, two at 25 and three at 40.
I haven't gotten to the other two yet.
Well, the Truman one.
Where's Truman?
It's the sixth parcel, right?
I don't think it's going to make much difference either, you know.
He's not sure.
But because of the SID tax is his main
so
deal.
Yeah.
So.
Danny, do you agree that that would be a $25,000?
I do, because I see, I do, I see the.
What's the number on it, Christy?
130. 132. Can we put it at 133?
No, he's going to drop that one to 25 because it didn't. Right, move.
That's
on planter
and cord.
Yeah, it's a little train that's turned up.
So he's number 133.
Is that
I think that one right between those two houses, I think they let it go back and I think sold the tax sale for $5,000. And the one right next to it, the guy bought it for $12,000 just in the last couple of years. But I mean, we sell most of them in there or lately. And I think I've sold one in the 20. But I seen that one the other day that won it. Like I said, on 18th Green, it sold for 30, and it's probably the best lot in the whole subdivision.
Well, I figure there'll be an adjustment on even next year. On
if they can get some houses going in there, it should go up.
Right. Makes development, small development makes large revenue strength to that area. So,
yeah, we're just with him. We're just trying to figure out a way to the six of them.
Should we find her something?
Okay, the last one was that, if I'm not mistaken, on the second page was one that was at 49. That's already been dropped to 25, correct?
No, we looked that one. It's at 69.
Well, I'm looking at 026. It's possibly the wrong one on your right.
Is there anything in front of there? Is that a pretty good lot?
That's probably the best one in there. That other one that I said was a good one, that, I mean, I thought it was that one, but it's, that's a good one.
So, Danny and guys, I'd look at 40 on the two ones that are have no obstruction of view and no issues with drainage.
That's 29 and 33?
29 and 34. And the rest of them, 25.
That one on the on Pinehurst and the other way where he has three on the same street, like I said, the two there has a drainage issue, and that other one, I can't remember right off the top, but I think it's got a couple of issues on it. But.
Well, two of them had drainage issue, and one of them had no view of the
golf fairway. Course.
And but there was one that did have a view.
Yeah.
And then the one we're looking at now has a view.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm with you on that.
Motion, Brandon?
Move to apply or to set the value of $40,000 on BOE numbers 2014, 129, and 134. And set the value of $25,000 on BOE numbers 2014, 130, 131, 132, and 133.
Second.
Motion is made and second to establish the valuation on 2014-129 and 134 at $40,000, and the valuation of $25,000 on 2014-130, 131, 132, and 133. Discussion.
Chuck, did you want to weigh in on that?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Is that it?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.
You'll be getting Ron explained to him about
the county clerk's office will be contacting you in the course of just the next few days, so they'll verify the actions that were taken today. Okay. This will be effective for this year.
Will they contact me or Ken?
The owner.
Okay, that'd be fine. All right, thanks.
See you.
What's that? Oh, he was sick.
Kay Smith, sorry we're running a little late.
I'm sorry.
I said, I'm sorry we're running a little late.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But you might have to speak up. I have a little hard hearing. I told my friend if my taxes wasn't so high, I could afford a hearing aid.
Uh-huh. That's good. What'd you say? Okay, we're looking at.
Oh, we started?
10007. Yes. This is at 187 Sterling Way?
Yes, sir.
And this is a duplex?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you go ahead and share with us what information you have? And
okay. Well, it's my duplex. We're identical on each side, side A and side B. I am paying almost $65,000 on taxes on $65,000 more than side B. My neighbors all had theirs. They appealed in 2011, I believe. And the Lamberts live on side B, and they just refinanced 2 months ago, and their side is valued at $200,000. And according to these papers, mine is valued at $264,836.
And the other side is 200?
It's 200,000. And in fact, they have a little bit more square footage than I did. We both finished our basements in 2009, but I only partially finished mine, so they have a little more square foot than I do.
Check what we got on recommendation on this one. Move it back to the other or?
Yeah, yes. I believe I spoke to you on the phone, maybe.
Are you Chuck? Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it, go ahead.
Well, I'll start. We just did the ones across the street, so I'm looking at the values of what they were and what we put them to. We put both those at 187. And I think, did they not have appraisals?
Do they have basements?
Basements, I think so.
They didn't have basements, did they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's what I would look at to see if they had a basement or not.
These do.
Right.
And the one side is at 200, the other is at 264.
Right. I was thinking, did one of those have an appraisal?
What name would have been?
Weidemeyer or May?
Weidemeyer, yeah. I can't remember.
They don't have a basement.
Brandon. I can't remember if they had appraisal.
None of the ones across the road have. There's only the first house and the last house have basements. I think there's like six houses.
Let me ask you a question. If we moved it down to the what your neighbors is at 200,000, would you be satisfied with that?
Yes.
200 and whatever the change is on it.
They have on here 200,000.
200 even, Chuck, you see that?
Lambert is 200,000 even, yes.
David?
Motion to move this property. I can't see that with my glass. What's the number? 135 to 200,000.
Motion is made and seconded to set the valuation of BOE number 2014-135 at $200,000 appraised value. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
That's it?
You heard me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, I thought we had.
John?
This one?
Come on up, y'all. We are going to start with, let me jump in here real quick. Let's see. Waiting for us to come back.
This is KFC and the Golden Dragon restaurants.
Right.
Okay.
And we are ready to hear what you have to say.
Well, I think it's affecting a lot on the economy. And actually, I had a little meeting with the bank, and they think I never thought I was going to do this, but to go over there to make sure you reevaluate for the assessment for the building and to see if we can go down there. It's hard to make payments, property tax every year. This is the first year we got kind of delay on it, but we got appraisal for the Golden Dragon. But at KFC, they were trying to send it, but fire's too big, so they're sending to Wesley here to buy, keep on holding at home. So anyway, Bank got an appraiser, copy of appraisal for the KFC building. So they're trying to send to Wesley at the front counter right there. So I don't know if he got it or not.
He has not received it yet. He's got a text message. He
just got.
Wait, which one do you have the appraisal on?
Golden Dragon, I forwarded to Wesley earlier, so he's got. He got
okay.
One right there.
Got it already.
We haven't gotten the KFC one yet. We're still waiting for Shane.
Okay. Am I not seeing this number? Are you up on this?
Yeah. Where's does it pull the appraisal up, or does it have the appraisal value?
She just sent it in today, so he's put it onto my server, but you guys are.
That's what I'm going to
do. It's not on ours, she said.
Oh.
It's what she is. She just kept saying it wasn't.
Huh?
What is the appraisal?
No, that's the valuation.
Oh, you mean I didn't get it.
I'm just wondering how you got to this.
Right here.
Okay, so on the Golden Dragon, What's the value that the appraisal was set by Cooper?
He sure is $190,000, but they're based on, there's two factors. Maybe you can scroll down a little bit. Some of them for the sales and some for the profit.
Are we left? Go down a little bit farther down.
What do you got, Brandon?
I'm sorry.
Move to deny.
On the appraisal?
Uh-huh.
Is this, which one are you on?
Golden Dragon?
This one's the
case. She's not.
Which one? Are you on the Golden Dragon? Or are you on the
I do both, but I think okay. We're actually main purpose is KF's building, but I thought Golden Dragon to put on VSS and see if we'll be able to save some.
Are we still waiting on the...
Golden.
So the appraisal that you have is on the Golden Dragon.
Here's the questions that we have. The appraisal that you brought in on this restaurant was done when?
2013.
And it's way higher than what the property's valued at that the assessor has. By over...
Really?
Almost twice as much.
I don't know. We thought maybe you want to try to see. There was probably based on the sales... And then there was overstated on the sales on the property. When you go down, scroll down on the appraiser. When you go to appraiser.
There's the value that they have, that they've placed on it, is $106,000. Mm-hmm. For, that's the improvements, that's the building and the land. So are you disagreeing with the appraisal?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some need to be, we got that recently. We got it done last year, but I don't think that's accurate. Also, too, but we had to go with something. We got to go with something anyway. So I brought it here. Honestly, I really didn't think about doing the Golden Dragon properties. Only thing I did is sorry about that. And then only thing I did was the probably KFC, the more likely. Then I brought that one to Chubby Brothers.
Well, let's come back to this one. Let's move me to the KFC. So I know that that's closed.
Uh-huh. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Is it all including land or just for the building itself?
No, they show that the improvements when you look here at the bottom it shows the value of the land here.
Uh-huh, I see.
And then your improvements here, the building here.
See.
And that's the total of the two that are added together. What do you think the value of the building and the land is? That's what we need to talk about.
I wish it was probably higher than that, I think.
Well, then you don't need to be in here.
Exactly, yeah. When we had a meeting last time, I know. Last time we had a meeting with the bank, and then we were paying like that. We're about almost $4,000 for property tax. And so they have a appraisal. I have not seen it yet. They did it, I think, maybe last year. have a pleasure to prove that James was passed.
We're going to be here a day or two. If that appraisal comes in and it's less than that, you bring it to this board right here. Right? Is that fair, guys?
That's fair.
Okay.
If it's less, bring it back to us.
So that number is not, that is assessed value, though, right?
No, no, that's appraisal.
Put
that, Christy, scroll that back up, please.
Principal.
To the values. Here's the assessed value. But here's the appraised value. This is the improvements, building itself, and then this is the land that they have the land value on for. So you add those two together to get this figure. Then this is the assessed value.
Okay, I see what you mean now.
Which is 32%, if I'm not mistaken, shy of the total value, correct?
Correct.
For commercial property. So get that appraisal.
Okay, I will do that.
We will let you come back in. But if it needs to be, yes, ma'am.
Wesley texted and said the bank is physically bringing the appraisal right now.
You want us to do a recess
until they
bring it? You want to do a recess until they bring it?
I don't know. That's what actually helped the Bill Jones and Dean Holland had a meeting together. I've been doing all this for many years and everything. I don't even know if you guys actually did this year. And they told me to go into this. So I talked to Chuck. That was in, I think, June or May month. So anything that he gave me some information, he educated me what I need to do. So that's what we did. But maybe not even, I didn't think it was came out that low, honestly. I looked at it on Wednesday, but that those numbers were different than what actual appraisal amount. I don't know. I thought, but there's, I can see the assessed the total.
So this
value
is what you have on your?
76.
Your computer screen, sometimes we have a difference. And if you thought it was something else, that
I think that's right. I think I remember seeing that because I went over their Beacon website and looked at it also, too.
If they're bringing it up right now, why don't we just stand in recess for a few minutes, and then when they get here, we'll reconnect.